You're listening to a message from Victory. God's character, commandments, and promised blessings do not change. Discover more about this truth in week 3 of our series, Remember This.
So, magandang gabi sa ating lahat. Good evening, everyone. Good evening, everyone. Yun. So, I'm Carlos. I'm one of your campus missionaries in this place. And last week, I wasn't around. I was able to preach in our youth service sa Quezon Avenue. So, just wanna let you know, sa Quezon Avenue, yung service natin doon, sa tapat lang ng Fisher Mall, bale sa Jollibee yan. Sa Jollibee yan, 4 p.m. and 6 p.m. And nakakatuwa lang kasi 8, 9 years ago, ganito yung Metro East. Dati, 8 or 9 years ago, walang ganito. Youth service natin sa Metro East, nasa Brick Road, yung may bar doon, tinatakpan lang natin yung nakumot yun. Tapos youth service na. Then after a while, nag-Markinton tayo sa Blue Wave, kung alam niyo yun. Sa cinema, maliit, lipat tayo, puno tayo yung top scene ni Vivian sa fourth floor. Tapos right now, nag-cinema pa tayo. Eh nakakatuwa lang kasi ganoon sila ngayon. Yung parang starting church plant, nakakatuwa lang mas makita yung mga young people really worshiping God. And at the same time, they want to send their regards sa bawat isa sa atin. Sabi nila, if ever you're in the area, you can visit them. Or if you have any friends or relatives or mga kamag-anak na nakatira malapit sa Quezon Avenue, you can invite them in our youth service. Kasi at the end of the day, iba-iba man tayo ng location, we're still one church. And our heart is to honor God and make disciples. Yun naman tayo eh. And yesterday, sobrang nakatuwa lang because 33 new campus missionaries graduated from the School of Campus Ministry. Can we give God a round of applause for that? Nakakatuwa lang kasi one of those who graduated is from Pasig, si Judy. Kung kailan nyo, he's one of our leaders here before, but went to Pasig, naunahan tayo ng Pasig bad trip. So, pero nakakatuwa lang because he won the Best Preacher Award during that time. And nakakatuwa lang to see 33 new campus missionaries who will go to new campuses or who will reinforce or strengthen campuses that we've been going to right now. Can we give God a round of applause for that? Yun. So, right now, we are on our fourth week of our Remember This series. And for us to proceed, can I ask everyone to stand up as we read our word? And if you have your Bible with you, would you bring it out? Or kung malaman kayo sa cellphone man, or paperback, or hardbound, but I hope that you will have your own Bible with you. So, we will be reading on Malachi chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. To 18, and then we will jump to chapter 4, verse 4. It says here, chapter 13, sorry. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test. And they escape. Verse 16. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him. And those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. In the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked. Between those who serve God and one who does not serve him. Jumping to chapter 4, verse 4. Remember the law of my servant, Moses, the statutes and rules that I have commanded him at Horeb for all Israel. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the heart of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction. Let's pray, God. Thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to understand your word. I pray, Holy Spirit, reveal truth to us. And at the same time, may it allow us to grow deeper in you and fall in love all the more to you. God, we commit to you this time. May we enjoy this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, you can take your seat. So, quick question. Sino sa atin, you enjoy watching movies? Yung tipong sobrang you enjoy watching movies, araw-araw ka nanonood sa UP Town Center. 350, kayang-kaya ko yan, dami kong pera eh. May ganun ba sa atin? I personally, I enjoy watching movie. I that's my passion. Kumbaga, if you tell me a movie, malamang napanood ko na yan, basta I loved it. And this year, amazingly, there's a lot of great movies that were released. One of those was Beauty and the Beast. Di ba? So, yun ito pa yun, Beauty and the Beast, di ba? Yung tale as old as time. Tale as old as time. Di ba? It's a really great story. Yung to see a cartoon adapted into a live action movie, it was amazing. Not only that, sinito, you enjoyed Wonder Woman. Di ba? Ooh, hashtag feminism. Hashtag woman empowerment. Hashtag you go girl. Di ba? Parang, pero nakakatawa, yung mga nag-hashtag nun, sila din yung nagsabi na, bakit ganun? Hindi mo totoo si Wonder Woman? Tingnan mo, hindi na dudumihan. Ganda-ganda lahat ng damit. Bagay. Di ba? Parang insecure pala yun. Kasi si Gal Gadot. Or perhaps you've watched Thor. Di ba? Sige, ito na pala mo ni Thor. Di ba? If you haven't watched Thor, ang nangyari, nasira yung Mjolnir, natanggal na isang mata si Thor, and then sabi ni Odin, Asgard is not a place. It's people. So if you haven't, yun yung short synopsis, okay na yun, di ba? So, you're welcome. So, it's a great movie. Or, kung gusto nyo sobrang relevant, bago movie, Justice League. So yun, moving on. Ayaw pala yun. It's okay movie. It's an okay movie. Kanya-kanya tayong taste. Pero anyway, so we enjoy watching movies. And the reason, part of the reason kung bakit we enjoy watching movies is we want to see the ending. We want to see how it will play out. Di ba sa Beauty and the Beast, we enjoyed it because nagkatuloy si Beast tsaka si Belle. Tama ba? Pero si Beast and Belle. Sa Wonder Woman, although nasaktan siya kasi namatay si Trevor, pero at least she saved the day. Thor Ragnarok, nasira man yung Asgard, but his people were saved. Justice League, hindi ko naintindihan, basta maganda yun. So, I mean, we enjoy great endings. Di ba? We want to hear one day, di ba? Parang we enjoy, and they live happily ever after. We enjoy. Ayaw natin yung pag natapos yung movie, patay yung bida. Ba, oh, yung ganda yung patay yung bida. Saya, di ba? Gusto natin. And they lived happily ever after. And in our life, we want the same. Di ba gusto natin yung parang sa buhay natin? And we lived happily ever after. And RB lived happily ever after, together with the joke lang. So, amen, bro. So, or Norman lived happily ever after with Lady. Okay, so, yun yung mga gusto natin. Yun yung gusto natin. Pero, Kuya Carlos, idealistic yun. There are struggle in life. There are issues in life. I have problem. Yung happily ever after, it only happens into movie. I don't think that will happen in my life. With all the things that I am going through right now, happily ever after does not exist. And sometimes we have that mindset. Huwag kayong mag-alala. People, during the time of Malachi, that was their question as well. Lord, totoo ba yung happily ever after? Kung totoo yung happily ever after, 100 years kami sa Israel, bakit ganito pa rin kami? Lord, kung totoo yung happily ever after, bakit after this time, we are still under the Persian Empire? Bansa kami, pero alipin kami sa bansa natin. Mabuhay, di ba? I mean, why? God, we are worshiping you. We are serving you. The temple has been built. But where is your blessing? Where is our happily ever after? How can we believe in you? That's why on the verse that we read in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17, sabi doon, they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession and I will spare them as a man spare his son who serves him. They shall be mine. God was reminding the people of Israel, you are mine. God was reminding the people of Israel, akin kayo. Yes, hindi nyo man makita yung happily ever ending nyo ngayon. Be patient. I'm working on it. Huwag kayong mainip. I'm doing something. Hindi nyo na makita ngayon. Pero I want you to be reminded, you are mine. Yet in spite of this, kamusta ba yung mga Israelites during that time? In spite of this, kamusta ba sila? And for us to understand what's going to the Israelites during their time in Malachi, let's read Malachi chapter 3, verse 13 to 15. Pero for emphasis, we will read in Tagalog. For emphasis, we will read in our language. Sabi dito, sinabi pa ng Panginoon, masakit ang inyong sinabi tungkol sa akin. Pero itinatanong ninyo, tinatanong ng mga Israelites, ano ang sinabi namin masakit tungkol sa inyo? Hindi ba't sinabi ninyo, walang kabuluhan ang maglingkod sa Diyos? Ano bang ang mapapala natin kung susundin natin ang kanyang mga utos? At ano ang mapapala natin kung ipapakita natin sa Diyos na nalulungkot tayo at nagsisi sa ating kasalanan? Next verse. Masasabi pa nga natin na mapalad ang mga taong mayabang sapagkat sila na gumagawa ng masama ay umuunlad. At kahit na sinusubukan nila ang Diyos, hindi sila pinaparusahan. Ito yung nasa utak ng mga Israelites during that time. Panginoon, bakit ka ba namin sasambahin? Yung mga taong masama dyan, sila yung umuunlad, kami na anak mo, naghihirap. Panginoon, bakit ba kami maniniwala sa'yo na we are mine? Kung yung mga mayayabang, kung yung masama yung loob, yung mga masamang puso, yung mga halang yung kaluluwa, umuunlad pero kami naghihirap. Bakit kami maniniwala sa'yo? These were the arguments, these were the questions, these were the thoughts that were going through the mind of the Israelites. And kagaya ng preaching ni Kuya RB last week, di ba? God was reminding them, you are chosen, you are loved, you are favored, I am your king, my love for you will never change. But they did not listen. They sinned against God. Lord, yes, narinig kita, pero wala akong pakialam. Kasi hindi ko nakikita yung happily ever after ko ngayon. So magsina lang ako. Yes, Lord, maganda yung plano mo sa akin. Pero hindi ko makita, magsina lang ako. Those were what's in the mind of the Israelites during that time. And right now, what are the lies? Kasi yung mga lies na pinanghawakan nila eh. What are the lies that the enemy will put into you, into your head? Bakit ka pa mag-aaral? Mangodigo ka na lang para pumasa. Yung katabi mo nga, lakas mangodigo, hindi nahuli kahit kailan, hindi yung sister pa. Ikaw na nangongopia, hindi nangongopia. Sabi mo, integrity. Hirap na hirap. Mangopia ka na. Okay lang yan. Wala kang makakaalam. Bakit ka pa maghihintay ng right time kung pwede namang right now? Di ba? That's so old-fashioned. Purity, holiness, waiting for the right person after honoring your season. Bro, that's so old-fashioned. Come on now. It's 2017. What are you doing? Stop it. Okay lang yan. Ano? Magbabayad yung pamilya mo ng tax sa pagkalaki-laki? Sabihin mo sa tatay mo, okay lang, huwag ka lang magbayad ng tax para sa inyo lang yung pera. Wala naman din nagbabayad ng tax. Okay lang yan. Ano? Ikaw lang yung nag-reach out sa campus nyo? Tapos wala pang tumutulong sa'yo? Tapos wala pang nakikinig sa'yo? Tapos sinasabi kang kulto? Huwag ka na mag-reach out. Okay lang yan. Talaga ba? Kristiyano ka? Sige nga, ano na pala mo? Masaya ka ba talaga? Those were the lies that the enemy are trying to put in our minds. And those were the lies that during the time of Israel, they believe. But yet, still, knowing this, how will you respond? Kung kayo, paano kayo mag-react knowing that? You know, pwede ka maniwala like what everyone was doing during that time. But on verse 16, sabi dito, then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them. And the book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. Yes, marami hindi niniwala, but those who feared the Lord. They chose to follow God. In spite na, yes, onti lang kami. Yes, hindi kami marami dito. But I will choose to follow God. And I will choose to follow God, hindi dahil marami akong makukuhang blessing, but I want to have a relationship with Him. I will choose to follow God, not because I will be blessed or I will receive a lot of things, but because simply I love Him. And because simply I know He loves me as well. That's why when we talk about verse 17, sabi dito, they shall be mine. God was reminding those people, you are mine. God was reminding those people, Israelites, mahirap, maraming lies, pero you are mine. Not only are you mine, but you are my treasured possession. Tignan mo yung katabi mo. Ayaw mo, ba't ayaw mo tignan? Tignan mo, they are God's treasured possession. Lord, pwede bang no return, no exchange ba? Palit, swap, di ba? You are God's treasured possession. Not only that, sabi ni God, I will spare them. I will spare them. Kasi during that time, the people were thinking, Lord, ganoon kayong mga tao eh. Hindi kawin ko na lang din yun. Kung sino masasama sila yung umuunlad, walwal na tayo, God! Wala, okay na to! Laban na! That may be fun, but God reminded them then on Malachi chapter 4, verse 1 and 2, for behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wing. You shall go out with leaping like calves from the stalls. Yes, siguro ngayon they're prospering, but that's not eternal. Value what is eternal. They will receive their judgment. Hopefully they will accept. They accepted Christ, you know. We believe with them. But for those who really disobeyed and sinned, God's justice will come out. Come after them. That's just the truth. Walang lusot dito. That's why we pray for them. That's why as a believer, that is our heart. Now, knowing all these things, how do we respond? How do we react knowing that God has showed us all these things? Number one, in chapter 4, verse 4, sabi dito, remember my name. Remember the law of my servant Moses, the statutes, the rules that I have commanded him to Horeb for all Israel. Remember to obey the law of Moses. Sino dito? Question. Quick question. Sino dito? Naging class president ka na? Ako lang? Walang leader sa inyo? Walang bida-bida? Sino naging class president na sa inyo? Class president, yun. Try nyo guys, minsan masaya, promise. Parang, sino dito? Yung na-try nyo na sa isang classroom, yung tipong walang teacher, tapos yung class president nyo, tumayong teacher, tapos lahat yung tinatawanan nyo siya, parang, tapos umiyak siya, grabe naman kayo guys, ginagawa ko, alam mo yung trabaho ko, tapos nag-walk out, tapos yung vice president aakyat, bilang hampasin yung table, guys, respeto naman, please, mga ganun. Sige ito yung experience yung ganun. Yung parang, ano ba naman kayo, sumunod naman kayo, obey our president. Yeah? I mean, that may be funny, pero sometimes that's how we react to leaders. That's how we react to people. It's hard for us to obey. It's hard for us to follow someone. But when God said, remember to obey the law of Moses, He say, don't just obey. Have a relationship with me. Because as you obey God, all the more you will know Him. As you obey God, all the more you will understand His heart. As you obey God, all the more you will fall in love with Him. Are you obeying God? Are you following Him? Are you saying, I will obey you regardless if I'm alone? I will obey you regardless if it's hard. Why? Because I know it's the right thing to do. And the sad thing is, the Israelites, binaliwala nila to. They were chosen. They were valued. They are loved. Yet, they disobeyed. You have a decision. As you choose to fear God, as you choose to honor Him, will you obey Him with all your heart? Will you follow Him with your everything? That's the questions that we want to pose. And not only that, sabi dito, on verse 5, it says here, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And he will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers, lest I come and strike the land with a decree of utter destruction." God was saying to the people of Israel, behold. When we talk about behold, it means to look intently. Tignan mo na mabuti. Titigan mo na seryoso. Behold. For example, behold, Carlos. O, di ba? Okay, di ba? So, di joke lang. Yuck. So, when we talk about behold, it means look. And in this verse, sabi yung, behold, I have a promise for you. Behold, meron akong pangako sa'yo. And yung pangako ni God is that the awesome day of the Lord will come. Darating yung panahon, lahat ng pangako na meron ako sa'yo, darating. Panghawakan mo to. Huwag mong bitawan. As you obey me, trust in my promises. As you obey me, believe in me. That's what God was trying to say to His people. Behold, darating yung time na yung puso ng mga anak babalik sa ama. The hearts of the children will turn to their father. That's my promise to you. This was the story of Malachi. After this verse, Malachi ended. After this verse, the Old Testament ended. After this verse, Israelites thought that their story is over. That their happily ever after was finished with this book, was finished with the Old Testament. They thought natapos yung story. And true enough, after Malachi, 50 years, God was silent. Lord, sige, mag-obey ako, 50 years. Maniniwala ako sa pangako mo. Pero 50 years na. After 100 years, God was still silent. After 200, 300, 400 years, God did not spoke to His people. Maybe they're thinking, the story is over. Maybe this is really my ever after. Hindi nga lang happy, pero baka tapos na. That's what they're thinking. However, when God said, "You are mine, you are my treasured people," after 400 years, God gave Christ. God sent Christ as a proof of His love for us. Not only that, God allowed Christ to die on the cross for us. Yes, you are sinful. Yes, at times you believe at the lies of the enemy. But I will still give Christ for you because you are mine. You are my precious treasure. So much so that it is said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 to 19, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, if anyone would believe Him, if anyone would follow Him, he is a new creation. The old has passed. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to Himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation." That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world. In Malachi, God promised the hearts of the Son will be reconciled to the Father. God, Christ fulfilled that. Not only to any Father, but to our Heavenly Father. That's why in Christ, yes, we are sinful, but we can believe in faith. I am also His. The promise is not for the Israelites as only, but to every one of us. That's why in Christ, God's great promise. Christ is the fulfillment of God's great promises in our life. In Christ, God is the fulfillment of God's great promises in our life. This is the truth. What are the lies in your mind right now? No, give it up to Christ. He will take it all because He wants reconciliation for us and our Father. You might be saying, I'm too young, wala pa nangyayari sa buhay ko, bata pa ako. I doubt that. I highly doubt that. One way or another, we know, you need Christ in your life. We need reconciliation with our Father. That's why you're crying out, I'm depressed, I'm problematic, I have issues. Every one of us has that. But not every one of us has Christ in our life. And when Christ said, the old is gone, the new has come, He meant it for everyone. And as I asked the music team, and as I asked everyone to stand up as we worship God, let's take this moment, let's take this time really, to just open our hearts to God. Cry out our souls to Him. During the time of Malachi, yes, they are worshiping God. Pero yung puso nila malayo kay God. Yes, they're giving their offering to God. But there's no sincerity. They're not genuine. Let's take this time to worship God. Of how good the promise is without you in my life, I cannot just achieve it. that is you, would you raise your hand? And if you are raising your hand, can I ask you to come here in front so that I can pray for you? No shame here, it's okay. Can I ask those who raise their hands to come here in front? You can grab your things, you can come here, and just pray for you. Just pray for you. And if you did not raise your hands, but you know you need to be here in front, we will wait for you. Anyone else in this place, hindi kinagtaas ng kamay, but you know you need to have Christ in your life. Anyone in this place, we will wait for you. It's 1 minute. You know what? It says in the Bible, if just one person accepted Christ, all of the angels, all of the heavens are rejoicing. And I believe God is rejoicing because of what they should have made. I will pray a prayer. Please repeat it loud, okay? Audibly. God, thank you for making me understand what Christ did on the cross. I am sorry for all the sins that I have committed. And from now on, I will make you. I will have you as my Lord and Savior. I claim all the promises that I have in Christ. And I'm excited for the relationship that I will have with you. I love you, Lord. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know what? There will be someone who will be talking to you. He will help you. No more decisions that you made. Amen. And for every one of us, let's all celebrate.
That's a great reason for us to celebrate and to worship God for all the things that He did for us. Next week, pasabi sa katabi nyo, next week, we'll be having a new series. So this, we'll only be having 2 more services, youth services, for this year. So we do hope that you would be able to invite yung mga classmates nyo, yung mga kaibigan nyo next week. And we'll be having this new series, The Promise Fulfilled. So let's all raise our hands as we pray. Lord, thank you for who you are. Lord, we pray that we would always look unto you. We would always fix and focus our eyes on you because we know that we can only receive great blessings from you. Lord, thank you. Lord, we pray that you would bless your people, that whenever people will be able to see us, they would know that we are blessed and that we are a land of delight. Lord, thank you. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.